On Capitol Hill, the energy bill is staying alive for now. It survived a key test vote in the Senate today. Still, one of the bill's major provisions was blocked. It would have subsidized green technology, mainly by taking away tax breaks from big oil companies. Democratic leaders say that provision is bound to be restored later. Meanwhile, senators approved a compromise on increasing vehicle fuel economy standards. Here's NPR's David Walnut.
16 Republicans joined most Senate Democrats in the 61-32 vote averting a filibuster of the energy bill. Majority Leader Harry Reid said that bipartisan vote bodes well.
There are still things with this bill that I don't particularly like. There are things that my colleagues on the other side of the aisle don't like. But we have got to start legislating. And I really do say, I think this could be the beginning of our being able to legislate.
Five Democrats, mostly from auto manufacturing states, joined most Republicans in trying to stall the bill. They objected to a provision raising the average required mileage of both cars and trucks to 35 miles a gallon over the next decade. That measure won Senate approval after its sponsors dropped the requirement for annual mileage to increase by 4% after the year 2020. The bill's opponents did narrowly manage to knock out its tax package today. It would have stripped $29 billion in tax breaks from oil companies to pay for green fuels and technology. Louisiana Republican David Vitter voted against it.
I think it's a horribly imbalanced bill that does very little on the domestic production side, which I think is not the only answer, but is a necessary part of the answer.
But Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, says there's still hope for an environmentally friendly tax package.
Obviously, the oil companies were very upset with losing their tax subsidies. They found enough friends to defeat our effort to switch those subsidies into something that leads to clean energy. But we're not giving up. The tax provisions have a chance to be reborn in the conference and reconsidered in the Senate.
Speaking on energy in Alabama today, President Bush made clear he favors more incentives for oil production.
We're still going to need oil and gas. And we can explore for oil and gas in environmentally friendly ways. I strongly believe that we ought to open up more outer continental shelf area, as well as ANWR in Alaska.
The Senate legislation lacks such measures. Still, Mr. Bush urged Congress to send him a bill to sign. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.